From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Colombians re-elected Brian Treese for a second term as mayor during last night's election. KBIA's Rosemary Belson reports.
Incumbent Treese defeated opponent Chris Kelly with 64% of the vote. On top of Treese's mayoral to-do list is hiring a new city manager. He wants a city manager who will pick a chief of police supportive of community policing.
We already have a heavy load and a heavy agenda, with respect to hiring a new city manager and continuing the great work that Interim Chief Jeff Jones has done at the Columbia Police Department.
And while Treese celebrated, Kelly, who has previously served as a state legislator and judge, made his first concession call since 1977.
I'm proud of making the race and articulating the issues. I'm proud of my career over 42 years, and I'm proud to go away having done my best.
Kelly says he plans to spend time with family and friends. Rosemary Belson, KBIA News.
Missouri's state auditor says the revenue department broke the law by not using a public process to change tax withholding tables. Democratic auditor Nicole Galloway on Tuesday said that shows a clear pattern of mismanagement at the agency. Withholding tables are used to calculate how much to take from workers' paychecks throughout the year for income taxes. Galloway says the revenue department didn't follow state law when it revised those tables in January without proposing a regulation change, which would have allowed for public input. Voters visited polling places around mid-Missouri for yesterday's general municipal election. Over 21,000 people voted, which is nearly 20% of registered voters in Boone County, and higher than Boone County Clerk's office predicted. Boone County voters decided the city council and school board members, city mayors, and a few different propositions. Columbia voters elected Della Sturdy Wilhoit and Blake Willoughby to the school board during last night's municipal election. Molly Dove has the story.
Jay Atkins, Blake Willoughby, and Della Sturdy Wilhoit were the three candidates running for the two open seats on the Columbia School Board, which Willoughby won with over 9,000 votes and Sturdy Wilhoit with over 11,000. Sturdy Wilhoit is excited to meet her fellow members and hopes to learn from them as she gets to work on advancing STEM education and closing the achievement gap.
I'm looking forward to working with Columbia Public School Board. This is a victorious evening.
Blake Willoughby agrees with her, while reassuring his supporters at his watch party that each and every one of their voices will be heard from the school board.
If I wasn't already in love with this town and this community, I have fallen deeply in love with it.
Though Jay Atkins raised the most money over the last 4 months, he lost by about 3,000 votes. He says the school board will continue to do well, but the low literacy rates need to be addressed.
Congratulations to Dell and Blake. They both they did a good job, and I trust they're going to do great things on the school board.
Willoughby and Sturdy Wilhoit will start this month and serve 3-year terms on the Columbia Public School Board. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News.
I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.